And we continue here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis both handling the hosting duties today because that's how we roll. Up next, we have Gina Scroggs, who's the Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. Gina, good morning, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Certainly, certainly. Well, lots of things going on. I drove through downtown last night, and boy, there are certainly a lot of empty parking spaces, and it's a different dynamic in the entire business world, isn't it?
It certainly is, and every day we get a little bit, we have to make a little bit harder decisions, but we've been working over the last 48 hours to be very proactive in providing some opportunities for our community to start contributing sales tax back into our economy.
Well, there's
so, I am an advocate for obviously shopping locally, but now is the time to really understand what it means to shop local and how important it is to saving and propping up your local economy.
How many businesses are there in downtown Manhattan?
All total, there's about 325. That does include the mall and Manhattan Marketplace, which is where the Hy-Vee is located, and then also, of course, the South Entertainment District with Regina's Bakehouse.
What are you hearing are the biggest challenges from some of the, let's start with some of the big stores, and then let's talk about some of the local ones. Locally,
obviously, the bigger places they're getting corporate mandates, which are very similar to what is happening even for a small business, where they maybe adjusted their hours, and then they adjusted the number of people that were working, and then some of them just went to closing altogether. I know that Manhattan Town Center is, looking at corporate mandates happening at their businesses inside the mall.
I know that the theaters have announced that they have closed,
yep,
and that's
yep.
That's highly impactful as well.
It really is. That's a 6 to 12 week possible closure, and it's a huge impact to the local economy. It's just as impactful as our restaurants not being able to be open, and our retailers being some of them by appointment only. But I am actually here to tell you that there are some very positive and creative things going on downtown where you can still support, you can still enjoy buying things, and a variety of ways and options to do it. And I really want to tell you about it.
Well, tell us about some of those.
Okay. So we have our small business owners, of course, I believe that they are the fabric of our local economy, had to get creative real quick. I mean, all of this started happening Sunday, and it's just been sort of this snowball of hard talks and decisions needing to be made. And then also on the flip side of that is, what do we do to stay open and contribute and help each other? And they have, our retailers, for example, are doing a variety of things like Facebook video promotions where they will do your personal shopping for you and bring it out to your car, whatever you've decided to buy that day. Lots of our businesses have websites where you can do online shopping, and they will wrap everything up for you and either ship it, or you can come and they will do contact-free delivery for you at the curbside. Steve's Floral is getting ready to roll out a really neat way to bless somebody with flowers at a lower expense, and you can look for that on her website. That's coming up pretty soon. Flowers are always a good way to brighten somebody's day, and those are still available. Bourbon and Baker has, at the back door, if you go in there at the bakery counter, you can purchase a pre-made, freshly made boxed up and ready to go cookie making kit. So the cookies are already made and all the things to decorate your cookies are packaged in there together. If you want to have a party in your house, you can have a party pack delivered to your front door, no contact needed. You just need to call Confetti and Cashmere and tell them what theme you want to do. If you're celebrating a birthday within your family and you're all in practicing social distancing, they will deliver everything you need, all of the decorations, balloons, plates, cups, everything you need to make a party happen in your house. Those are some of the things that are going on. We're getting ready to roll out a bunch of ways that you can purchase a day out where you can privately, one-on-one, you and your hairstylist can get your hair cut or colored, whatever it is you want to do, and then you can travel down the street and by yourself. You can go in and shop for whichever package you buy, and then pick up a meal that you can then take to one of our public spaces downtown. So we're really working hard to encourage, have opportunities where the public can continue to support small businesses and enjoy themselves at the same time. Please check our website for those kinds of things. We have a daily updated, sometimes hourly updated, downtown business update page on our front page of our website, downtownmhk.com, that tells you exactly what's going on, who's open, who has different hours, who has special packages, who does curbside, just everything you need to know to continue to contribute to the local economy.
How about the restaurants with carry-out business, and how's that working for them? And obviously that's not going to compensate totally for, you know, the lack of dine-ins, guests. But are there still some restaurants downtown that are open for dine-in?
There are restaurants that are open. Some of them are doing some very creative things. AJ's, obviously, is... pizza is just in the national mindset of calling and ordering it and picking it up, and you can do curbside, but they're also going to start delivery, and they won't have any charge to deliver AJ's Pizza to wherever you are. I encourage that you tip generously, please. The Pool House Kitchen and Bar down on South 4th Street is doing a fun thing. They, by appointment only, for up to 2 hours and groups of up to four, you can have the entire restaurant to yourself for $25 a person, and you choose a themed cocktail and food, and you have the whole place to yourself for 2 hours, and they really just cater to you. Some of our restaurants are just, you call ahead, and they will bring it right out to you at the curb. And like I said, Tap House is great. You can get a growler and a crowler full of your favorite beer, and Bourbon and Baker's got a bunch of things going on. Harry's has meatloaf today, the ultimate comfort food. If you want to pick up Harry's meatloaf, give them a call. They'll package it up. They'll take care of your order, and you can pick that up today from noon to 8 p.m.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of folks trying to compensate for the lack of the opportunities to have their guests come in to the restaurants, but, you know, there's a lot of challenges, and yes, you still have some great opportunities to shop local downtown.
You really do. We just encourage you to think about making a local purchase in the same manner that you would think about paying your water bill. It's super important to generate sales tax in the local economy, because that's what we need to pay for all of the other essential services in our community. We are going to need to have a healthy tax, sales tax income to keep doing what we're doing and to support each other and not have absolute economic devastation. So if you can make a purchase, buy a gift card, whatever it is that you can do, please think of it as almost like a necessity to keeping our community as safe as possible.
Sounds some good suggestion. Gina Scroggs, downtown Manhattan, thanks for joining us this morning here on In Focus.
Thank you for having me.
In the next segment, Brandon, we're going to be talking with Dennis Cook from the Aggieville Business Association, and he'll bring us an update on some of the activities and how businesses there are faring here during this challenging time. It's KMAN's In Focus. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.